بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah, Almighty and Glory, and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And for tonight, we're in a gathering, the gathering of knowledge, the gathering of angels, the gathering of the love of Allah and His Prophet, and within the series of purifying our hearts and trying to become like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his morals and manners and akhlaq. We'll speak about tonight an important thing in a Muslim's life, an important thing within the da'wah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, I was sent to perfect the good and the great and the noble manners. بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. We'll speak tonight and share with you the importance of the obedience of the parents, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah Almighty said in the Quran al-Kareem, in more than one place in the Quran, in which He says that your Lord had ordained to worship no one but Him, and not to associate any Lord with Allah, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and to be dutiful and kindful to your parents. You realize with that verse how Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned after His worship the obedience of the parents, for us to understand and realize how important it is in Islam for a Muslim to obey his parents, for a Muslima to obey her parents. And to disobey the parents is one of the great and major sins. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, shouldn't I tell you about the major of major sins? Three. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-ishraku billah, to associate another Lord with Allah Almighty, وعقوق الوالدين, and the disobedience and disrespect to the parents. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting down, leaning his back, and then he got up and he said, ala qawlu zur wa shahadatu zur, ala qawlu zur wa shahadatu zur, ala qawlu zur wa shahadatu zur, that the false saying and the false witness, the false saying and the false witness, the false saying and the false witness, that the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum said that we wished that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not go on with it, from the fear that came in their heart from behind that major, major sin. So alayhi salatu wa salam, not only in this hadith, in a lot more other hadith, alayhi salatu wa salam shows the major sin and how major that sin is to disobey the parents and to be disrespectful to the parents. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. After Allah Azza wa Jalla saying that do not associate in the Lord with Allah, and to obey and be dutiful to your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if one of them or two of them, one of your parents, whether it's your mother or your father, or both of your parents, your mother and your father, live and stay with you until they're in an old age. And when they're in old age, we all know that the old age is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمُرِ. He described the old age as the most lowest age. The lowest age, worse than being a child, because once a man or woman reaches to the old age, they can't move anymore and they need support and help. They can't even eat anymore and they need support and help. They can't do anything, even though their natural call, they can't do it unless they need support and help. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا وَكِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. If one of your parents or two of your parents grew up and they're living with you, don't you ever disrespect them. Don't you ever look down on them. Don't you ever turn your back away from them. And even don't even say to them, "Uff." Uff. Uff is a word of disrespect. A word of disrespect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying only that word uff, but Allah means from behind that word uff any disrespectful word that harms or hurts the feelings of your mother or your father. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if there was a word lower than uff, Allah Azza wa Jal would mention in the Quran al-Kareem. And then he says, فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَاقُ مَا شَاءَ فَلَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلْيَعْمَلِ الْبَرُّ مَا شَاءَ فَلَنْ يَدْخُلَ النَّارِ. Let the one that disobeys his parents and disobedient to his parents do whatever he wants to do, he will never enter the paradise. And let that one that obeys his parents do whatever he wants to do, he will never enter the hellfire. Oof, a word of disrespect. Allah Azza wa Jal forbade us to say anything, absolutely anything, that shows any disrespect or shows any disrespect or hurting the feelings of the mother or the father. The word oof, only two words. How about other words that some of us might use to hurt our parents? That some of us might use to hurt the feelings of our parents by swearing at them or looking down at them or even screaming at them or shouting at them. Allah Azza wa Jal forbade us to say the most lowest and the smallest thing that affects the feelings of our parents. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Then say to them, "Uff," a disrespectful word or a letter. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And do not shout at them. Do not shout at them or scream at them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Say to them a gentle and a kind and a noble words. Even if they do wrong towards you, even if they oppress you, even if they say something to hurt you, you do not have any rights under any circumstances in Islam to disrespect your parents or to disobey your parents or to shout at your parents or to say a word that might hurt them or hurt their feelings. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And another hadith, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the importance of not disobeying the parents, a companion said, "O Prophet of Allah, even if they oppress him." So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if they oppress him, even if your parents oppress you, or even if your parents mistreat you, you do not ever have the right to disrespect your parents, even if they were non-Muslims. Even if they were non-Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. And if they order you, an order which is the worst order that a parent could order his children, if they order you to associate another Lord with Allah Azza wa Jal, if your parents order you to associate another Lord with Allah, which is the worst disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the worst thing you could do to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, to associate another Lord with Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Akbar al-kibr, or Akbar al-kabair, that the major sins to associate another Lord with Allah, if your parents order you to associate another Lord with Allah, فَلَا تُطَعْهُمَا, do not obey them. Allah said, do not obey them. فَلَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. There is no obedience to a creation to disobey the creator. But what? Allah Azza wa Jalla did not stop and say, فَلَا تُطَعْهُمَا, and turn your back away. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, and be friendly and kind to them, even after they order you to associate another Lord with Allah. Say, if your parents order you the worst thing, that human being could order a human being. If the parents order you, the worst sin that a human being could order another human being. If your parents order you, the worst sin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have no right to disrespect them. You have no right to turn your back away from them. You have no rights to shout at them. You have no rights to look down at them. You have no right to say any disrespectful letter, not a word, towards your parents, even if they ordered you the worst order that a human being could order another human being. And I'm saying that to those people who use disrespect to their parents under the name of the deen, disrespecting their parents, or looking down at their parents, or turning their backs away from their parents under the name of saying I'm pleasing Allah because I don't want to obey the orders of my parents. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal, wa in jahadaka ala an tushraka bi ma laysa laka bi ilmun fala tutahuma wa sahibhuma fi dunya ma'rufa. And if they order you an order which is the worst order that you could ever receive from your parents, which is to associate another Lord with Allah Azza wa Jal, do not obey them and be friendly and kind to them. Do not obey them, but be friendly and kind to them. Do not obey them, but be nice towards them. All you have to say is no. That's it. But you don't scream and say, you're disobedient, you're a fasiq, you're a kafir. As we heard so many times, religious people claim to be religious, they call their parents kuffar because they tell them to do something they dislike. Or call their parents disobedient, fasaq, because they tell them to say something or to do something that disobeys Allah. Well, follow Allah's deen when Allah Azza wa Jalla tells you, do not obey them, but be friendly and kind to them. I got so many times parents call me and tell me their religious or so-called religious son screams at his parents when he sees his parents doing something wrong. She's going to a mixed wedding. Haram, fasqa, this, that. How do you call yourself religious by pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal in a way you disobey him? Or calling the parents even worse kuffar. Calling a father kafir because the father doesn't pray. Or a mother kafir because he doesn't pray. How do you expect to enter the paradise? When a man comes to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, O Prophet of Allah, I want to find the path of Allah. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, do you have a mother? He said, yes, O Prophet of Allah. He said, go and please her for the paradise under her feet. Fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa in jahadaka ala an tushrika bi ma laysa laka bihi ilmun fala tutahuma. Do not obey them, but be friendly and kind to them under no circumstance, under no condition, under no reason. No matter what your parents ask you to do in disobeying Allah, you never ever have the right to disrespect them or to be harsh or hard or swearing or accusing or whatever you do that shows them any sign of disrespect. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, three people Allah would not look at or speak to or even judge in the hereafter, and one of them, aqil walidain, that one that disobeys his parents, that one that disobeys his parents. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for every sin, Allah delayed the punishment of that sin to the hereafter, except the sin of disobeying the parents and breaking ties with the kinship. Except the sin of disobeying the parents and breaking ties with the kinship. Allah will punish that one that disobeys his parents and breaks his ties with his kinship in this world. And Allah will punish him a more severe punishment in the hereafter. Allah will punish him a more severe punishment in the hereafter. A man comes to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, there is a teenager who is on his deathbed, trying to die, but he can't say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. He's trying to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and he can't. He's suffering to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and he can't. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, did he used to pray? So they said yes. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. He wanted to know what's the reason from behind this teenager that can't say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah since he's a Muslim and used to pray. Say when he went. Say La ilaha illallah, he can't. Say La ilaha illallah, this teenager can't. So they asked, what's wrong with this teenager? Has he committed an offense? Has he committed a major sin? They said he used to disobey his mother. So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, call his mother. So his mother came. And the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her, be pleased from your son. She said, no. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then would you accept for us to gather timber and burn your son in that timber? Then she said, no. Then the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, be pleased from your son. So she said, I'll be pleased from my son. So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, witness Allah and witness me that you are pleased from your son. So she said, I witness Allah and I witness you that I am pleased from my son. So the man on the spot called La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and passed away. On the spot after suffering and trying to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, this man, after his mother was pleased from him, he pronounced the word of Shahada before he passed away. My brothers, my sisters, do not forget the favor of your mother, especially your mother, where Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions the mother more than the father. And a man comes to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, a Prophet of Allah, who has more rights of my friendship with him, over him? Who has more rights of my friendship from my family? So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, your mother. Then he said, then who? He said, then your mother. Then he said, then who? Then your mother. Then he said, then who? Then your father. Three times your mother. Don't forget what Allah Azza wa Jalla said, حَمَلَتُ قُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتُ قُرْهًا. She carried him with a hardship and she gave birth to him with a hardship. She carried him 9 months with hardships. She kept away from a lot of her things because of what she's carrying. And after she carried him, and after she gave birth to him, or gave birth to her, she suffered and kept away from a lot of things for the sake of bringing up this child. For the sake of bringing up this child. حَمَلَتُ كُرْهَا وَوَضَعَتُ كُرْهَا. She carried him in hardship, and she gave birth to him in hardship. Do not forget the favor of your mother. Do not forget the favor of your mother. A man carried his mom on his back and went around the tawaf, carrying his mom on his back and making tawaf with his mom on his back 7 times around the Kaaba. And the narration says that he asked the Prophet, another narration says he asked Abu Huraira, Allahu A'lam, he asked and he said, did I fulfill the rights of my mom? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this hadith goes to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he said, only one contraction of her contraction which she was giving you birth to you. Only one pain from the thousands of pains that she was suffering. Out of one pain, out of one contraction from those 1,000 contractions that she went through when she was giving birth to you, you only fulfilled one contraction by carrying her on your back and making tawaf. One contraction. Ya Ikhwani, your mother, no matter what she see from her, or no matter what you face from her or hear from her, you have no right in Islam to disrespect your parents, look down your parents, or turn your back away from your parents. Show them any evil, or speak to them in any evil. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the stage that he said, do not swear at your parents. So the companion said, O Prophet of Allah, and which one of us would swear at his parents? So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of you will swear another person at the parent of another person, so that person will swear back at your parents. So don't swear at your parents. Someone will swear at the father of a person, so that person will return by swearing back at his father. That means you swore at your father. Or someone swearing at someone's mother, and that person will return by swearing back at his mother. Do not swear at your parents. Do not swear at your parents, or put your parents in any way or form of being swear at, or any way or form of being harmed. Do not swear at your parents. That's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. He also says that the smell of the paradise smelled 500 years away. And no one who disobeys his parents will smell the smell of the paradise. No one that disobeys his parents will smell the smell of the paradise. So fear Allah, and fear Allah with your parents. Fear Allah, and fear Allah with your parents. Fear Allah with your mother. Fear Allah with your mother. Fear Allah with your mother. Fear Allah with your father. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah azza wa jal. And be dutiful and kindful to your parents. Be dutiful and kindful to your parents. And be dutiful and kindful to them in this world. Be dutiful and kindful to them in their life. And be dutiful and kindful to them after their death. A man asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the right of my parents over me after their death? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, to pray on them which means he asked Allah to have mercy on them, and to ask Allah to forgive them, and to fulfill the pledge that they made in this world. Any contract or pledge they made in this world, for you to fulfill that pledge and contract, and for you to be kind and dutiful to their friends. To be kind and dutiful to their friends as a respect for your parents. As a respect for that one that you loved that passed away. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered Mecca and he opened Mecca, he went and visited an old lady that no one knew who she is. So they asked him, Prophet Allah, what's so special about this lady? So he said, she used to be friends with Khadija. She used to be friends with Khadija, and this is one of my ways to repay Khadija back good by visiting her friends. Once Abdullah ibn Umar, the most respected man, Abdullah ibn Umar, he saw a man while Abdullah ibn Umar was on his camel. He saw a man, a Bedouin, no one knows about. So when Abdullah ibn Umar saw him, he came down from his camel and gave him and put his amama over his head. So they told him, Abdullah ibn Umar, who's this man that he just gave all this respect to? He said, this is a man that my father used to be friends with. This is a man that my father used to be friends with. And that's why, ikhwani, be dutiful to your parents during their life and after their death. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said three things will continue the good deeds of the son of Adam after their death. And one of those three things is a righteous son or daughter. A righteous son or daughter that will continue making dua for their parents after their death. A man will enter the paradise and he'll see more than what he expected. So he says, Ya Allah, I did not do all this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we call to say, one of your children did that. One of your children did that and you got the rewards of your children. One of your children did that and you got the rewards of your children. Fa ikhwani, be kindful and dutiful to your parents. Be kindful and dutiful to your parents under no circumstances or condition. You are allowed to turn your back or disrespect your parents no matter what they do and no matter what they in and no matter what they believe in. At the end, that are your parents. You respect them. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam put the obedience of the parents over the jihad. Put the obedience of the parents over the jihad. A man comes to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, wants to contribute and participate with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, fighting in the path of Allah. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, do you have parents? He said, yes. He said, with them go and jihad. With them go and make jihad. With them go and sacrifice with them. Go and make jihad by respecting them, by being there for them, by serving them, by obeying them, by being kind, by being generous to them. Go and make jihad. Could you imagine? People are dying to die in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Being kind for and dutiful to your parents is one of the great forms of jihad. So obey your parents. Obey your parents. And do not disrespect your parents under any circumstances. Do not turn your back away from your parents. Do not say anything that would harm or even hurt your parents. Ikhwani, the obedience of the parents is with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, let that one that disobeys his parents do whatever he wants. He would never enter the hell for paradise. And let those ones who obey the parents, do whatever they want, they would never enter the hellfire. And let those ones who disobey the parents do whatever they want, they will never enter the paradise. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik. Allahumma ihdina fi man hadayt wa afina fi man afayt wa lana fi man tawallayt wa barik Allahumma lana fi ma atayt wa qina wasrif 'anna sharra ma qadayt. Allahumma ihdi ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam aslih ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat innaka ya rabbana قريب مجيب للدعوات. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.